Holy Defense, a Mirror of Ashura. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Imam Hussein's uprising took place in 60 AH on the basis of seeking truth and justice. That is why it became eternal and universal. Imam Khomeini, as the best pupil of his ancestor in the contemporary era, wrote in his testimony, "I strongly claim that the Iranian nation and its million-strong masses in the present era are better than the nation of Hejaz in the time of the Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, and Kufa and Iraq in the time of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, and Imam Hussein ibn Ali, blessings of God upon him." History bears witness that the Iranian combatants in the battlefields of the eight-year imposed war revived the memory of the fervor and love of Imam Hussein's companions. The uprising of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, has left role models for all age groups. Wahab, son of Abdullah Kalbi, was a Christian who embraced Islam due to visiting Imam Hussein. He immediately joined the Imam and announced his readiness to sacrifice his life for the sacred cause of the Imam. The enemies tried to break the morale of the Imam's encampment. Thus, after killing him in the battle, they beheaded him and threw it to his mother on the other side. But the brave mother of Wahab threw back the head, saying, "We do not take back what we have offered in the way of God." Sa'id, son of Abdullah Hanafi, was another brave companion of the Imam, who said on the day of Ashura, "By God, if I am killed and revived, and then I am burnt while alive and are cut into pieces, and this is repeated 70 times, I will never part from you till I die in your way. Why shouldn't I do that? Being killed is once, and after that there is the infinite dignity." Imam Khomeini said that had there not been the fervent Ashura uprising of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, the Islamic revolution would not have occurred. As for the holy defense too, people from various walks of life in different ages wholeheartedly welcomed Imam Khomeini's command and rushed to the fronts to repel the invaders. The culture in the battle fronts was the culture of maximum effort and altruism. Everyone would do whatever he could. The brave combatants used to outrun others in doing good deeds and rendering services to fellow combatants. Many of the commanders of battalions, brigades, and divisions used to wash the dishes and clothes of their forces at midnight. This showed maximum humbleness of students of Imam Khomeini's school. In the year 61 AH, the armed-to-the-teeth troops of Yazid were seemingly the military and material superpower. But the worldly calculations never shook Imam Hussein and his loyal companions in marching in the right path. They took the opportunity of those tough conditions to get closer to God through supplication and prayer at his court. Religious texts have exactly registered the last hours of these pure servants of God. One of these texts reads, "That night, Hussein, peace upon him, and his companions were in the state of genuflection, prostration, and standing in prayer and worship of God. The sound of their supplication was like that of the hum of honeybees. And that night, a few of the enemy forces joined the imam's encampment." The fronts of the 8-year imposed war too were the scenes of self-building and a spiritual flight of youth. They used to wake up hours or minutes before dawn to supplicate and perform midnight prayer. They would always perform ritual prayers in congregation. Midnights of the battlefronts were reminiscent of the night of Ashura. Iranian youth would rival for sacrificing their lives and often would beseech others to pray for them to achieve martyrdom. Mehdi Qoli Rezai says in his memoirs of the Holy Defense, "Most of people in our camp would wake up for midnight prayer. I would envy their cries at midnight. Once our commander came with a parcel in his hand. He opened it and put it in the middle of the camp. He said, 'Unfortunately, we are in shortage of personal necessities. Anyone who wants can take off these clothes.' There were 7 shirts and trousers. Our previous clothes had been torn. I wanted to take one, but as I saw that nobody takes of those clothes, I was ashamed of my thought. 1 hour later, the commander came back and returned the clothes to the logistics happily." Dear listeners, no doubt the role model of the Iranian combatants during the Holy Defense was Imam Hussein and his exemplary sacrifice in the way of God. According to some reports, more than 40 countries supported Saddam during the 8-year war. Some other reports say that the number of the supporters was more than 60. Yet the Iranian nation didn't capitulate to the bullying of the global arrogance through its stooge, Saddam.